crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is the seventh day of July, 2013. This is another live worldwide transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are going to be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every single Sunday. 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, and then, of course, back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and we have InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock each and every weeknight as well. Okay, where to start here? Things have gone from stable to completely melted down the last 3 years by globalist design in Egypt, and I want to go over the latest that's happened there. Our controlled dinosaur media keeps calling it a protest. Oh, there's some protesting. The Muslim Brotherhood is protesting the ouster of Mohamed Morsi, and the mean military has shot some of them. And I'm certainly not even taking sides here, but it is the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda that, if you watch the actual videos pouring out of Egypt, some of them are up on Infowars.com right now, it's guys with shaved heads and beards. That's not just Muslim Brotherhood. That's Wahhabist, Saudi Arabian-backed Al-Qaeda types are grabbing secularist, but also Shiites, Alawites, anybody that can get the Christians, and throwing them off roofs, cutting their heads off, and beating their brains out. Now, warning, these videos are up on Infowars.com. Warning, when you go watch them. But, look, I'm told I'm having all my rights taken because of Wahhabist Al-Qaeda, and our government runs these people and won't even call them murderers. They call them protesters, and our criminal government is then criticizing the military of Egypt when they shoot these people, when they're trying. In fact, I was watching CNN two nights ago, Friday night, and they're like, it's just terrible. The military just shot, you know, dozens of people, killing several who were just protesting. So actually go to the foreign press, German press, Egyptian press, you name it. And they're not even taking sides. They report tens of thousands were trying to storm the government facilities and were trying to burn the buildings down. But by the time you see it on our news, it's, oh, there's some sweet little protesters. That's what they said about them in Libya the last few years, engaging in mass murder, premeditatedly brought in by NATO and our criminal mafia-run government. That's what they've been saying for 2.5 years in Syria. And until a year ago, they called them protesters. So I'm going to be getting into all of that. Jim Mars, who is here in town, who I ran into yesterday, is going to be in studio with us to cover the waterfront from the NSA scandals to the secret police scandals to a lot of free energy research of real technology like hydrogen that you can take right out of water that they've had for 50-plus years, well, longer than that, but proven for more than 50 years since the 60s. We're going to have a report from Mars, little pun there, with Jim for at least the second hour, maybe longer, today. He's scheduled to get here around 4:30, so as soon as he gets here, we'll bring him in to the studio. So that's coming up as well. Obviously, we've got the 777 crashing out in San Francisco, and the aftermath of that, Trayvon Martin. We're going to get into Snowden says Western states in bed with the NSA. Wow, what incredible top secret information. Next, you'll tell me Obama's a big liar, and so is Bill Clinton. I mean, next, you'll tell me grass is green. What a horrible traitor. I mean, oh, our national security so violated, he might expose the foreign banks that hijacked the country. Oh, it's horrible.
Oakland.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to cover the waterfront on this live July 7th, 2013, Sunday transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones, and I'm on the radio on my own broadcast 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central during the day, back Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. with a two-hour abbreviated transmission. I am very, very honored to be here talking to you today. I know we have people listening all over the world, not just in the United States or in Canada or in Mexico, here in North America. I am always humbled and completely blown away by when I go downtown to jog around the hike and bike trail or I go to Barton Springs, that every other person I walk by is a listener. And that is a real sonar ping, as I call it, not bragging, hey, my show's big, but showing that we're really having a big effect, that if my broadcast, that is just one small part of the worldwide liberty movement, is affecting so many people, it's really incalculable, uncalculable, suddenly having a problem pronouncing these words, it is incalculable. Suddenly I'll be inventing Ebonics like Jesse Jackson. Very hard to calculate exactly how many actual listeners that we have. And I ran into a guy whose dad's a 70-something-year-old farmer in Iowa, and they say they listen every Sunday. And right after I talked to him, I ran into people from Russia that were listeners as I'm trying to walk out of Barton Springs today. And then as I get in the parking lot, I run into somebody who's visiting from Kansas who's a listener. I mean, it's not just people in Austin, Texas. And then some guy couldn't start his car, so I went to help jump his car, and he goes, wow, thank you, Alex Jones. So again, I'm not bragging, hey, my broadcast is big. I'm telling you, there's hope out there. People are really waking up. Now, best-selling author, longtime journalist, professor, history professor, former crime reporter for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, Jim Mars is going to be in studio in the next hour today to cover the waterfront. But he just came back from a big alternative energy meeting put on by Trammell Crow's son, and he saw it demonstrated, machines off the shelf that can power your house off of hydrogen right now. And folks, you don't just grab hydrogen out of the air. It's one of the most plentiful gases in the atmosphere. It comes right out of water. And so this is a big, big deal. This is not pie in the sky. This is not questionable 0 point stuff. We're going to be talking about that and a lot more with Jim Mars. No protest is allowed at the 50th anniversary of Kennedy assassination. And by protest, they said no one is allowed in Dealey Plaza, the park, the public park, only the government with the official story. And then the Dallas police said, by the way, This is in the newspaper, the Dallas Morning News and the other papers up there. No protest is allowed either. We won't issue permits for you to come and stand at the picket line with an alternate view. We're going to shovel the official story out. This is North Korea. Well, I'm going back to my hometown where I was born for the 50th anniversary coming up. I will be there exercising the evil First Amendment, whether you give me a permit or not. I don't get permits when I march into the Capitol and get in the lawmakers' faces and tell them what I think on the TSA or you name it. And so I'm certainly not going to go with hat in hand. What a joke. I'm going to be there exposing. You know, they have hundreds of national scientific polls. You've seen them out there. On average, less than 10% believe the official JFK story. But we're not going to be getting off of the JFK today, but I'll bring that up with Jim just briefly when he joins us. Now, all of that said, we're going to get into the huge developments in Egypt, the economy and the bond market. We're going to look at the out-of-control police state, from license plate scanning cameras to police locking down whole neighborhoods now for any reason they want, saying they're going in everyone's houses without warrants. This is the soft martial law being phased in. All of that and more will be discussed here on the broadcast today. But the first thing I want to talk about is the awakening that's happening, and I just kind of gave a prelude or a prelude to that a few minutes ago, talking about how many people I talked to on the streets of England. I've done live feeds on the streets of London, just walking down the street doing a live feed in the dark at night in London, and people hear my voice, and every third or fourth person comes over and shakes my hand. Or I'm in broad daylight at Big Ben, down on the bridge over the big river there. And people saw the live feed as dozens and dozens and dozens of people walking by were stopping and shaking my hand. That shows the level of people that are aware of what's going on out there. By the way, that live stream is saved on our Ustream account for anybody that wants to go see that. So take heart, there's a huge awakening happening. And it's not just my listeners. I tune in, just as many of you do, to other mainstream talk radio, alternative radio, C-SPAN, you name it. And now when I watch C-SPAN, the majority of the callers on Washington Journal or other shows where after the interview they'll take 10, 15 minutes of calls, almost half the calls, sometimes more, sometimes the majority, the vast majority, I've seen it where 15 phone calls in a row are anti-New World Order, anti-authoritarian awake. But it's normally close to half call in who are informed and involved and put these corrupt politicians and bureaucrats on the hot seat on a host of issues, from Fast and Furious to open borders to our government funding Al-Qaeda to the NSA warrantless spying. America is awake. I want the rest of the world to know that. You've got a large segment of people that are in comas and have no idea of what's going on, will probably never wake up. But they're spectators. They don't count. We have giant numbers of people who are informed and love liberty, who are now awake. And that's why the power structure is trying to clamp down, because they know they're in deep trouble. Now, that said, today I was listening to talk radio out of Dallas and heard callers across the board criticizing the power structure, both political parties, and talking about offshore banks that have taken this country over. And the show wasn't even, that I heard for 20 minutes in the car, wasn't even talking about those topics. That's all callers wanted to talk about. Then I was driving in to do this radio show in my own South Austin studios, and heard our local affiliate, 590, that's in North Austin, heard the local host who's on before me take more than 10 calls in a row before I had to get out of the car and come here and get ready for the show. And every one of them said, I don't trust the government. I don't trust the police. I don't trust the system anymore. And they would all apologize and say, I'm a big Republican conservative, law and order person who used to worship the police. Listeners listening on 590 probably heard it. Every caller I counted. It was 10 in a row. I drove over here for, 20-something minutes, sat in the car for about 10 listening to it, had already gotten ready for the show at home, so I came in here like 15 minutes before airtime. So I listened to about 30 minutes of it or so, maybe 25. And every caller, even though the host, and that's their right, was kind of saying, hey, maybe the police need to be able to come in your house if they want to surveil the neighbors. Maybe that's a good thing, playing devil's advocate. And not one caller called in and agreed with it. And these people were all saying they've awoken, the government's corrupt, it's out of control. And you know what? That's true. But it doesn't mean that you can't trust the police themselves on average. It means that people understand those on top are bad, and they see the abuses. Everyone sees the arrogant, imperial behavior out of government and big corporations and the sleeping giant that is America.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, I'm going to have some breaking news. This is breaking world news in just a moment. If any press would like to scoop us, I will give you the intelligence, the information. You can go to the video on InfoWars.com and give us no credit and break this. Because I've only got one writer on staff on Sunday, and that's a Don Salazar. I know he's listening right now. Maybe he'll want to write about this. Or Paul Watson will when I've got like seven or eight writers working on Monday mornings. But this will be big breaking news. And I've gone and checked when I saw this this morning on DrudgeReport.com, and I saw it on InfoWars.com, and I went and read through the news, and they said that it was Muslim Brotherhood they thought that was beheading and throwing people off roofs and beating nonviolent people's brains out in Alexandria, Egypt, and Cairo, Egypt. Well, I stilled the video. And we're going to tell you what that video shows in a moment. And by the way, anyone could look at this and tell you who it is. And every time I see this behavior, these people are waving this particular black flag. We're going to talk about this particular black flag in just a moment and what it signifies. And those squares full of millions of people now against the Egyptian military, they're flying a particular black flag as well. I noticed that this morning at the head of the demonstration. Let me just break the news right now, and then I'm going to show viewers the actual flag and video for InfoWars listeners. I'll tell you how to go to InfoWars and read the article. It's the article about protesters from the Daily Mail throw people off of a roof. It's protesting to throw them off a roof. Wow, I can go throw people I disagree with off a roof, and when the cops show up, I'll say I'm just protesting. But it's interesting. Who are those protesters? Well, they've got big beards, big black beards and shaved heads. And they're waving black flags behind them that say, in Arabic, Al-Qaeda. And you can search the Al-Qaeda flag and see Bin Laden with it. And then you can compare it. It's the exact same flag. It is Al-Qaeda that our government is openly, it's not like they're part of it, and oh, there might be some Al-Qaeda in there, we're trying to, no. The group our government's trying to put in power all over the world is the real hardest of the hard Al-Qaeda. I've even seen press reports implying that the secularists are the ones killing people. That is not what's going on. We're going to break that down and show the video. Anybody can watch it, InfoWars.com/show. We're streaming free video to everybody who's a radio listener. You want to go see it. If not, you can also just go to InfoWars.com. Egyptian violence, gangs throw rivals to their deaths from the top of buildings, the Daily Mirror. Other press, I saw actually had the headline about protesters throw people from rooftops. They're a special type of protester. We're going to be going over that. But first, let me get back to what I was mentioning earlier for people. We have a Mike Adams story that went viral from naturalnews.com upon InfoWars.com yesterday, titled Militarized Police Gone Wild Across America. And it just gives examples from the last few weeks of, somebody shot off fireworks. We're locking down the whole neighborhood and searching all your houses without warrants. Somebody shot guns in the air. We're locking down the whole neighborhood and calling in SWAT teams and interrogating everyone without warrants. We want to commandeer your house to see if the neighbor ever yells at his wife. We want a tactical advantage. That's like a magic word. Supposed to open your wrist up and, like, you know, feed them your life's blood if they use the word tactical. And we're supposed to get all sycophantically creamy-eyed over that. But Nevada police face rare Third Amendment lawsuit for forced commandeering of homes. And I heard the debate on the radio today here locally about, well, is it unconstitutional? Yeah, it's called the Third Amendment to the Evil Bill of Rights. And it says no soldier, that's what our police have been turned into, the paramilitary forces that have been trained that, quote, we are all insurgents. That's Washington Post headline a few weeks ago, or I guess a month ago, was the police are trained, the general public are insurgents. Well, yeah, and then they come back from Iraq and come back from Afghanistan, and they're either hired by the police force and called heroes, or they're not and then called the number one terror threat. And I don't agree that our returning veterans are the number one terror threat. But a lot of the unstable ones on record are actually hired into the force. No soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house. But that's just the Bill of Rights and what George Washington supported. I mean, that's all that radical extremist, you know. I mean, everybody knows the new American flag is a black boot being licked. It goes on. No soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. So they've got to pass an emergency law specifically saying in this area, you know, the redcoats have taken over, so we've got to, like, have the military go in and fight house to house and commandeer this house or this church. Because people in Europe had always gone through this. The police just coming in your house without warrants, the military coming in your house without warrants, the Lord coming in your house without a warrant. So they had the Magna Carta in 1215, the basis of all modern common law, Bill of Rights, Constitution, the reason America has been prosperous, the reason you could own a business and not have some El Jefe come shake you down like Mexico or North Korea or some Don like Italy or some Lord like they had in England come shake you down and say, by the way, I want your daughter. I want your food. I want to put me up in your house. The Magna Carta said the lowest peasant in a lean-to, this is actually what the Magna Carta says, the lowest peasant in a dirt tent, the king cannot enter his house without a warrant, with an oath or affirmation, with specifically what they're looking for. And by the way, the witnesses that swear they saw something, guess what happens to them if they get caught swearing out a fake oath or affirmation and you get to face your accuser? Guess what you face under Magna Carta and then through other common laws? Between 5 to 20 years in prison. And if you made a false claim where the charge could be death, the penalty on the person, guess what you got for a false claim? You got, you bet, it begins with a big D. Death! 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 Death to come in someone's house without a warrant. Death! That's the foundation of all liberty, and that's why we have all this prosperity, because people could build things and not have it stolen by the state, the most dangerous thing in history. And this religion in America now of worshiping the state that is now going bad like rotten milk, going out like rotten eggs, going out like you-know-what in church, good, it's gone. And all of you that are bootlickers of the system, because I hear it constantly, and think you're going to get power out of cozying up to it, you may for another short season, but it's coming to an end. Because I have seen it politically, I have seen it historically. That's why you see this attempt for this takeover. It's not going to work. It's going to backfire. The tighter they squeeze, the more resistance it will form. The people are awakening. And I want the police and the military to join us in the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and its root, the Magna Carta. And we come back breaking Al-Qaeda news.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. fluids, radiation, vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We were all brought up knowing that the Nazis and the Stasis in East Germany after that, and the Ruskies and the Chi-Coms, why, they spied on their people without warrants, and they came in people's houses without warrants, and the state was corrupt and involved in all sorts of bad things. I want to be clear here with everybody. Most people in the government are not corrupt. They are being paid a moderate, lower middle class wage. And some of them do something good, some of them do unproductive jobs, some of them do bad. But at the top, it's corrupt, and the direction, the evolution of government and the system here is diametrically opposed on every front to the principles that made this country great and the principles that made other countries great. I mean, we know the direction we're going in is bad news. We know it. And the good news is, all over this country, I see the polls. I see the numbers. I see the reaction. The people are waking up. But just finishing up here, Nevada police face rare Third Amendment lawsuit for forced commandeering of homes. Don Salazar wrote this on Friday. And it's since gotten more attention around the country. Family arrested for not immediately surrendering their home. And they arrested the father and the son and then grabbed the mother and threw her out on the street for not letting them commandeer the home, not for a hostage situation, which would still be questionable, but to, quote, surveil from a tactical position whether the neighbors were having any type of domestic dispute. That's the new excuse. And you see it all the time where the cops show up and go, we heard there was a dispute. We're coming in without a warrant. Or we heard there was this or that. And meanwhile, the crack dealers are down on the corner. Meanwhile, the big central banks are laundering the drug money. Meanwhile, the major banks are on record laundering the drug money. I mean, it's just all a joke, okay? We have the biggest prison population in the world, not just per capita. Bigger than the communist Chinese that have 1.3 billion people. We're only 320 million. And it gets bigger and bigger and hungrier and hungrier. We have the biggest government the world's ever seen. The U.S. government, look these numbers up, it varies, is 2 to 2.5 times bigger than the communist Chinese government. And we have roughly double the people in prison than the communist Chinese government. Now, technically, they actually have some big work camps that that aren't called prisons, so they probably got a bigger total, but this is the reality. And people say, well, good, we have criminals in there. What we have is people being sent for nonviolent offenses who were told, if you don't join the black racist gang, the Hispanic racist gang, the Asian racist gang, the white racist gang, that's how the cell blocks are set up in any medium to maximum security facility. Even the lower security ones are going to that. You are immediately thrown in. You get the swastika tattoo or you get the black racist tattoo and you bend over literally or they're going to shank you to death. And by the way, they give orders to the warden. Most of these prisons are nothing but drug dealing mafia dens with criminals inside running criminal networks on the outside that have bought the jail guards. This is the reality, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the guys have pulled up some statistics there. What is that from the World Bank showing the U.S. with the highest prison population in the world? Yeah, 2,200,000. By the way, that's an old number, and that's not correct. It's like 4.5 million currently in U.S. prisons. Yeah, even 3 years ago, that number's not correct. That must be one type of prisoner because it's over 4 mil. Russia's number two at 847,000. Rwanda, 59,000. You notice China's not even on the list because they don't call it prison. They call it re-education when they cut your organs out and sell them to wealthy Westerners who fly into Japan to get them, and they gut you on the tarmac in mobile execution vans so they're fresh, put the goods on the plane. An hour from then, it's in Tokyo. 2 hours later, it's implanted in your body. You, by the way, you're a new listener. I don't joke about anything, or I tell you it's a joke. Each Chinese city for more than 15 years has more than a dozen mobile execution vans going 24 hours a day, chopping out all the goods. So there the tax man really cometh, doesn't he? And their favorite is the Falun Gong nonviolent group, because they don't eat, drink, or smoke and are so healthy, and they blood type them, and they wait. They wait in their jail cell till a rich Westerner or someone in Asia or Europe and Russia, Africa, whoever's wealthy, gets the good. So just type in mobile execution vans if you want to see that. So we'll be getting to that. But first off, before Jim Mars comes in and I cover the waterfront of news with him, let me get into what's happening over in Egypt for those that don't know. They're in the eastern tip of North Africa. Africa, man. Let me tell you about what's going on there. Our government, run by foreign banks, narcotic trafficking banks on record, 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, Hosni Mubarak, the 31-year CIA-trained dictator, but he was not that brutal compared to most, that's why that was the problem, was ordered to support al-Qaeda rebels being brought in out of Egypt into neighboring Libya. And he said no. So he disappeared, and the rest is history. Then 2 years after that, they put in Mohammed Morsi, who is a Muslim Brotherhood British intelligence CIA operative on record. And they began blowing up the Shiite mosque, blowing up the Alawite mosque, blowing up the synagogues, and blowing up the churches, and crucifying Christians every day at the presidential palace on record, and they set people on fire. And if you don't believe me, just type in, Christians crucified Egypt. You can watch the video. There's hundreds of them. And I just so happen to notice when I see these videos, the flags at these public burnings and stonings were Al-Qaeda flags. Just type in Al-Qaeda flag. You'll see bin Laden with it and what it says in Arabic. The one we have on screen for TV viewers is the militia flag of Al-Qaeda, the Wahhabist flag, and then above it is the Osama bin Laden particular army flag. In fact, if you scroll down, you can see the army flag of Osama bin Laden. You see that right there? So that is the Wahhabist Saudi Arabian flag of Al-Qaeda. And so now the army, which has been Western trained and given billions of dollars a year in F-16s and Abrams tanks, they like their girls going to college. They don't like that the Muslim Brotherhood, because they're thugs too on average, like any tyranny, like North Korea, like Mexico. I mean, we don't want our cops to become like that, but no, they're very, you know, somewhat thuggish. But it's so dangerous there, they're a little more professional on their thuggism because they're sitting on top of a powder keg of an Egyptian population that's doubled the last 20 years and is set to double again. I mean, it is a powder keg, and that's one of the biggest issues. So let's go to this. So the Egyptian military a week ago comes to Morsi and says, you've got to step down. There's 14 million in the street, secularists and other groups that don't want to be slaves of Al-Qaeda and have their daughters sexually mutilated, and they don't want Christians crucified in the streets at the presidential palace. He says, I won't step down. Well, the army didn't have a choice. They had to make him step down. Now Al-Qaeda is running around with black flags, killing everybody. And this is footage at Infowars.com. BBC's also running this, but they're saying, we don't know who this is killing people. It's men with big black beards and Al-Qaeda flags. You can see that sticking out of his shirt. And there's a bunch of these videos. And they climb up and are throwing secular, you can see them Western dressed with short hair, secular men that, you know, don't want to kneel to Al-Qaeda, off of the roof. And warning, this is graphic footage if you're watching us on TV. Radio listeners, just go to Infowars.com. And you can see the Al-Qaeda men with their flags throwing children. Oh, I forgot. Some of these are as young as seven, being thrown off five stories, but still they're crawling in pools of blood at the bottom. Al-Qaeda comes over with machetes and hacks them in the head with waving Al-Qaeda flags. You know, kind of like the American flag or the Chinese flag. Everybody knows what a flag is, the Mexican flag. No one's saying, gee, what flag is that that army has? Al-Qaeda, when they get shot by the Egyptian army, our media is decrying the army, who is stopping Al-Qaeda trying to storm the government buildings right now. And our government is backing Al-Qaeda as usual.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, Jim Mars is in studio with us for the entire next hour. In fact, he's going to give you a prelude of what's coming up here in just a moment. We're going to cover some of the issues I was just discussing before we get into the other issues of why he's joining us here tonight. But first off, remember, this broadcast is listener-supported. We're not funded like MSNBC with banker bailout money or stimulus money. We're not funded by NPR, by taxpayers. We are truly independent, libertarian-based. If you believe in this information or just believe in getting people outside the box and thinking, please visit InfoWarsStore.com. We're the very best water filtration systems, books, videos, pro-liberty T-shirts, apparel, films. It's all there. InfoWarsStore, one word, InfoWarsStore.com, or simply link through on InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to the shopping cart. Also, it's selling out very quickly. This July issue has 10 bumper stickers in it, like America has been occupied by globalist forces, InfoWars.com. Listen to Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Forbidden information, InfoWars.com. There are 10 of them, four big ones, six medium-sized ones. You want to wake people up in your area? This is the way to do it. Use your imagination, ladies and gentlemen. And it is selling out quick. Buy them in bulk of groups of 10 up to 100. It covers the whole NSA grid. The magazine's a great way to wake people up. Tear the bumper stickers out. Post them in legal, lawful areas. Pass the magazine on. Leave it in a barber shop. Leave it at school. Give the local police a gift subscription. You know, put their address in. Buy a year subscription. We sell this at cost to wake people up. It's like a big glossy color magazine, equivalent of a book. As print goes out, we go into print. People really pay attention to it now. And again, don't forget, Another great way to wake people up is to get an InfoWars Nightly News subscription. Now, obviously, the radio shows on AM and FM, XM, your local stations, all that. And we have a free video feed at InfoWars.com/show. But if you want to see the Nightly News, all the films, all of it, get a 15-cent-a-day membership. That 15-cent-a-day membership can be used by 11 people simultaneously. So share your username and passcode for PrisonPlanet.tv. If you have a membership, I want to thank you, and I want to ask you to please share it with friends and family and to get them watching the films. Send them a link. Say, hey, the Obama deception's on here in high def. Hey, there's hundreds of films, documentaries, nightly news. Here's your free membership, PrisonPlanet.tv. So one membership is really 11 memberships. And your support of PrisonPlanet.tv makes the transmission possible as well. Now, Jim, I want to get into what's happening in the Middle East. I know you're an expert on it. You've written the New York Times bestseller, Rise of the Fourth Reich, which gets into the Muslim Brotherhood that you wrote, what, 3-4 years ago? You've got a new book out as well. I want to get into Snowden, what's currently happening. Do you agree with me there's a big awakening happening? I want to talk about that. And then next hour, we're going to get into some of the big conferences you've been going to as a journalist, the real alternative energy from the bull that's out there. This is very exciting and could just produce unlimited wealth, basically, for the average person and revolutionize our future and real prosperity. So we're going to be talking about that some and then segueing into phone calls in the next hour, second hour. But Jim Mars is an award-winning journalist and author. After graduating from the University of North Texas with a degree in journalism, Mars worked for and owned several Texas newspapers before becoming independent journalist author. He's also been a professor of history, and he's just done so much more. He's written a whole bunch of New York Times bestsellers, and his book was turned into JFK, the film with Oliver Stone, Crossfire, the plot that killed Kennedy, the basis for the Oliver Stone film. And I'm not going to say any more. JimMars.com. Jim, we've got about 6-7 minutes before we go to break and start the next hour. You were chomping at the bit out there in the green room to talk about the fact that we were showing the videos. I know you could see it in the green room. These are Al-Qaeda flags, guys with big beards, throwing women and children and men, beheading them. There's a whole bunch of videos. And our media keeps saying they don't know who's doing it, when they've got their flags and our government and NATO is backing Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood. What is really behind that?
Well, I think they can't admit that it's actually Al-Qaeda, because we have been conditioned and programmed and propagandized against Al-Qaeda since long before 9-11. And, of course, 9-11, it was Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. They're our big enemies. That's why we had to invade all these countries over in the Middle East. But I want to give a brief history lesson here, okay? Let's go back to the 1930s and the Muslim Imam who founded the Muslim Brotherhood. He was enamored of a fella in Europe who had a big national socialist movement going on named Adolf Hitler.
That was the Imam of Jerusalem and the Imam of Turkey.
Mm-hmm. Two of them. So he wrote to Adolf Hitler, and Adolf Hitler wrote him back and decided, hey, here's a chance, here's the opportunity to get our foot in the Middle East. So by the time of
Muslim Brotherhood invited them to invade.
Yeah. Well, by the time of World War II, the Muslim Brotherhood was a Nazi organization. All right. And during World War II, when we were fighting in North Africa, we had about as much trouble with the Muslim Brotherhood Arabs as we did with the Nazi troops in the Afrika Korps. Okay. After the war, we won the war. Well, British then took over North Africa, but they were war weary. They had plenty on their hands. So they turned the Muslim Brotherhood over to the CIA. All right. So people
who's really a skull and bones globalist branch.
Exactly. They were the Eastern establishment.
And not really Americans.
Not truly. Now, you have to understand then that the CIA has run Al-Qaeda since after World War II. All right. Now, Al-Qaeda then, that name came up
on record.
This is all on record. This is all well documented. Osama bin Laden, who was a Saudi, then gets he's brought to this country under the name Tim Osman.
That's declassified. This is not our opinion.
This is not conspiracy theory. This is all fact. He's armed, trained by the United States, and sent to Afghanistan to form the Mujahideen. Okay, that was
with General Hamid Ghul that we've had on.
Right.
He's confirmed all that.
And then so we were supporting them against the Russians as our proxies in Afghanistan. Now, during Afghanistan and after Afghanistan, everybody knew that the Muslim Brotherhood had a bad reputation because they'd been this Nazi organization. So Osama bin Laden took his hardcore group and they changed the name to Al-Qaeda, which, by the way, literally means the base. Now, early on, I thought, well, that must mean their headquarters somewhere, right? No, Alex. MP and
they killed him a week after. Robin Cook, a week after he went public, and said that's the name of the CIA database.
Yes. He said it's the database that the CIA keeps of Arab Muslim operatives that they can, of course, call up and get them to do anything they want them to do. So it's really, really important for your listeners to share the information that when they hear Al-Qaeda, they hear CIA. That's who's been right.
Al-CIA-da.
Yeah, Al-CIA-da. That's exactly
right. And now they're running them in Libya, running them in Syria, and now they're running them against the army of Egypt. And our government, for the first few days, was saying the army was wrong. The truth is Morsi turned the country over to Al-Qaeda, not just Muslim Brotherhood, to just run around slaughtering people. Why is Obama funding groups that are killing Christians in Egypt?
Well, and we see the same thing happening in Syria. Now, I'm not trying to say that the government in Syria is a wonderful...
No, but they didn't start this.
They didn't start it, and they're not killing the Christians. It's the rebels killing the Christians and killing the Jews, and we're funding them, and we're giving them the arms. It's incredible, folks. You have no idea what's going on in your name and with your tax money.
Man, I tell you, who do you think Obama really is? Because...
as a Muslim socialist, period, end of story. I mean, he himself said so, you know.
Yeah, but I used to think that was just like a CIA cover.
Yeah.
I think there may actually be an Illuminati double cross here.
Well, the thing is...
Napoleon teamed up with these guys for a while.
Well, that's it. In high-level politics, you know, the alliances form and then break apart and form again. And when you get to that level, it's just whoever can benefit you.
Well, here's my point. I don't want TSA acting like I'm a terrorist to look for bin Laden in my underwear or in my wife's brassiere when we all know this is a fraud. So now when I get there and they act like I've done something wrong, I go, look, you all know the government runs Al-Qaeda. And then when the customs says, do you have drugs? I go, no. You know the government ships them in. And two levels of customs went, yeah, we know that, to me at the airport at Dallas. It's like everyone knows this. It's like, leave me alone. I'm not part of your murdering New World Order. Stop acting like I'm guilty.
I've got a bumper sticker you'd love. It says, dare to get the CIA off drugs.
Absolutely. Or Ron Paul's favorite sticker on his desk for 40 years. Don't steal, the government hates competition.
That's exactly right.
And the point is, it's getting worse. We need to reverse this now. I mean, just look at what government's doing. We'll be back with the second hour with Jim Mars of JimMars.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. It's Sunday, the 7th of July. We're broadcasting worldwide. Tell your family to tune in now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.